So here's a fact. Every single person is hardwired to protect themselves from harmful situations. It is our natural instinct to avoid harmful situations and to ensure that we are safe. Here's another fact. You already know the things that may cause you harm, and yet you may be exposing yourself to those very harmful situations. Both these facts are universal and they coexist. While we all have a natural instinct to protect ourselves, we all also have a tendency to expose ourselves to harmful situations. In this episode, we are talking about a sensitive topic of self-sabotage. Please note that I am not a therapist or mental health professional. What I share is based on my personal and professional coaching experience. If you are someone who needs medical attention, please seek the help of a licensed doctor and/or medical professional. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Actionables podcast. Thank you so much for tuning back in as a regular listener. In case you're new here, my name is Baden. Welcome to this weekly podcast that can help you work on your life goals in the simplest way possible without getting overwhelmed or stressed. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about the single most important reason why you may not be doing what is good for you. You see, each of us has the tendency to run away from external harmful situations and to self-protect. For example, when a firefighter jumps into a house on fire to rescue people, they fight against their natural instinct to self-protect and to rescue people. But we also have the tendency to expose ourselves to harmful situations such as negative thinking, using negative words. In other words, we self-sabotage. So what does self-sabotage mean? Self-sabotage refers to any behavior or thought pattern that undermines your own goals or desires. It is often a subconscious response to our fears or insecurities and can manifest in a variety of ways, such as procrastination, self-doubt, negative talk, and engaging in destructive behaviors. Self-sabotage can have a range of negative effects on your life, including preventing you from reaching your full potential, damaging your relationships and careers, and impacting your overall mental and physical health. So, why you may be self-sabotaging yourself? Now, there can be many reasons why you may be engaging in self-sabotage. Here are a few common explanations. Number one, fear of failure. One of the most common reasons for self-sabotage is the fear of failure. When you set high expectations of yourself, you may worry that you won't be able to meet them. In order to avoid the pain of failure, you may consciously sabotage your own efforts unknowingly. For example, you may have thoughts of things not working out, and you may think, why even bother doing the necessary work if things could potentially not work out? You see the irony there? You want to succeed, but you may be so afraid of failing that you may convince yourself that why even bother if there's a chance you may fail? Second is the fear of success. On the flip side, you may fear success. Achieving your goals can mean change and uncertainty, and this can be frankly frightening. You may worry that you won't be able to handle your success, or that it will bring unwanted attention or responsibility. So even though you say you want to be successful, you may jeopardize yourself and prevent yourself from doing all that it takes because you're worried that if you do succeed in your efforts, things are going to change. So you may end up not doing what is needed, even though you say you want to be successful. Number three is low self-esteem. If you don't believe in yourself, you may engage in self-sabotage as a way to confirm your negative self-beliefs. You may tell yourself that you are not good enough or that you don't deserve success. Again, with such dominant, disempowering beliefs, your actions will be in accordance. And guess what? Your thoughts and your disempowering beliefs will always win, because you never outwork what you believe. In other words, you only act in accordance with your beliefs. Number four is lack of self-awareness. Sometimes you may engage in self-sabotage without even realizing it. you may not be aware of your own patterns and tendencies, and as a result, you may unintentionally undermine your own goals. This is why it's extremely important to ensure you spend enough time with yourself to reflect and to think about what you're thinking about. And finally, number five is control issues. When you feel out of control in your life, you may try to regain a sense of control by sabotaging your own efforts. This can be a way to feel like you're in charge of your own outcomes, even if those outcomes are negative. It's important to remember that self-sabotage is a common experience, and the degree of self-sabotage obviously varies from person to person, and it is possible to overcome this with self-awareness. Here are some strategies that can help you to stop self-sabotaging. The first step in stopping self-sabotage is to identify your triggers. What situations or thoughts tend to lead to self-sabotage for you? Once you know what they are, you can work to avoid or manage them. Second is to practice self-compassion. It is important to be kind to yourself. When you make mistakes or you encounter setbacks, treat yourself as you would a good friend who is going through a difficult time. Number three, challenge negative self-talk. When you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself if they are based in reality and try to reframe them in a more positive way. Four, plan to work on achievable goals. Setting goals that are too high or unrealistic can set you up for failure and self-sabotage. Instead, set smaller, achievable goals that you can work toward over time. Five, develop healthy coping mechanisms. Instead of engaging in self-destructive behaviors, develop healthy coping mechanisms that can help you to manage stress and difficult emotions. This might include exercise, meditation, or talking to a trusted friend or even a therapist. Sixth, build a support network. Surround yourself with people who support and encourage you. Having a support network can help you stay motivated and on track when you encounter difficulties. And finally, number seven, practice self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Try to become aware of when you are engaging in self-sabotage and work to replace those behaviors with healthier ones. Remember, overcoming self-sabotage takes time and effort. So be patient with yourself and keep working towards what you want. With practice, you can learn to break free from self-sabotaging patterns and you can achieve what you want to in your life. I firmly believe that in this day and age, you already know what and even how to do the things that you want. And the reason you may not be doing it is because of some negative thought or behavior pattern that you may be repeating. So with that, it's a wrap on this episode. Tell me what you thought about it. You can hit me up on Instagram and Facebook. I'm available on Life Coach Payden. Also, a quick reminder, our flagship program, Strategy for Goals, is live. The doors are open. It is a 5-week one-on-one live workshop with me. There are a very few limited slots available. If you want to get coached by me, then this is your chance. Send me a DM on Instagram and I'll send you the details. Till next week, remember, what you want matters, and it's really up to you to make it happen. Talk to you soon.